Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Let's talk about 6 signs that someone is flirting with you in the U.S.
Flirt 指的就是调情，也就是我们常说的撩妹。那今天呀，甜甜要在线教学，告诉大家如果你在美国生活或者读书，撩妹的6种迹象。那今天的撩妹笔记呢，也为大家整理好啦。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
The first thing I would say is touching. Many countries touch more and in a more platonic way than in the US.
Touching 指的就是触碰，所以就是身体接触了。But in general, there are 2 types of touching, right?
Yeah, first there is a platonic touch, like hugs or handshakes, a pat on the back.These are often used when you greet someone.
Platonic, 这个单词的中文我们应该都很熟悉，指的是柏拉图式的。所以刚刚讲的 hug, 拥抱 handshake, 握手 pats on the back, 背上拍一拍，都可以算作这种柏拉图式的身体接触，就仅仅用于打招呼。
These days, people sometimes hug when they meet someone new.
That's true. It's really platonic to just hug these days.
Yes, then there is romantic summer, a romantic touch, like little touches that are light and more frequent. They often happen during a conversation and not at the beginning or end of a conversation.
哎，那我们刚刚说到柏拉图式的打招呼呢，其实就不算作调情了。但是如果有第二种类型的身体接触 ,romantic touching, 你就可以要注意一下了。可能会碰碰你的手臂呀，摸一摸手呀，甚至可能会碰一下你的头发之类的。
So, if there's any sign of romantic touching, you should know this person is flirting with you.
Gotcha. So, what is next?
The second way is standing distance. Depending on where this is happening, it could be considered as flirting.
Standing distance 指的就是两个人之间站立的距离。如果对方对你有意思，那肯定是站得离你比较近的地方了。
So if you are at a bar and someone is standing super close to you, that would be considered a light way to flirt.
Flirting, yeah. 站得近才好说悄悄话嘛。
But sometimes bars become packed, so that could be a reason they are standing so close to you, so you just have to like make the best judgment.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it could be rude as well if someone invades your personal space.
Yes, it could come off as being super rude. That is why it just depends on where you are and the situation.
对，如果呢不是对对方感兴趣的话，我们还是不要站在离对方太近的，侵犯个人空间了。Invade personal space. Invade 就是侵犯， personal space 指的就是个人空间。
Exactly.Then, third would be kissing. You know, kissing is used differently all over the world.
Yeah, I know in Latin America and Europe, you'll see people kissing as a greeting.
Yes!
很多拉美国家呀，还有欧洲啊，的打招呼的方式就是贴面礼嘛，对吧？然后嘬一下嘴巴，发出这样的声音。
Oh my gosh. But in the US, you might sometimes see a kiss on the cheek between friends, but...Usually, it's more commonly used as a romantic gesture. Like, I would never go up to my friend and just, like, kiss them on the cheek.
Of course not, right? That would be terrible and, yeah, that would be terrible. 哎，那除了打招呼的这种亲吻，我们刚刚说异性之间在浪漫场合下的 kiss 还是相当明显的，就是对方对你感兴趣了嘛。
That would be a very clear sign they are flirting with you.
Yeah, 不过还是在中国 ,kiss 还是情侣之间才会做的事情。不会通过 kiss 来表达好感，而是先确认关系，再来 kiss. Alright, 那我们下一个迹象是什么？
Fourth, we have eye contact.
Eye contact, 指的就是眼神接触了，眉目传情，这个可能全世界通用吧。
Yeah, we even have a name for that. That is lingering eyes. That means when someone gazes at you for an extended period and they tend not to want to move their eyes away from yours.
Wow, lingering. 这个呢就是 linger, 这个动词后面加上 ing. Linger 指的是留恋逗留。So lingering eyes, 这个也很好理解，指的就是那种含情脉脉意味深长的眼神。
Lingering eyes, can be flirty or romantic in American culture. The place could be packed, so many people, but you and the other person are only looking at each other.
你们的眼神里只看得见彼此。
Fifth, we have the choice of words someone uses.
Choice of words. 第五个迹象就是说看对方说什么话了。
Yeah, everyone has their style when it comes to flirting. Some people like to tease and keep it light. Some people like to be upfront and will say things like, I think you're beautiful.
对，撩妹的时候呢，比如有人喜欢开玩笑， tease 就是开玩笑， keep it light 让气氛呢非常轻松。但还有人呢就特别直接， upfront意思就是直接的。
Other things people might say if they're flirting is I'd like to see you again or would you like to have dinner?
I'd like to see you again. Would you like to have dinner? 也就是邀请别人再次出去了。如果有第二次约会，肯定是表示你对对方有意思啦。
Lastly, we have actions.
Actions? Do you mean like how will they behave?
Yeah, like the man will offer to pay for the meal if he's interested in youOften, if you are just friends with the person, you will go Dutch.
Yeah, offer to pay for the full meal. 指的就是对方要请客了。Yeah, 大方一点，想给你留一个好印象。
They will invite you out on one-on-one instead of in a group. Some cultures do more like group dating, but this is not common in the U.S. when couples first start dating.
对，他们会主动的约你出去。所以呢，我们最后一个迹象就是 action, 表示行动了。看对方的行动来判断他们的意图。
So, keep these in mind if you're in the US and you want to flirt with someone.
Okay, 所以今天这些撩妹技能呢，大多情况也能全球通用。那关于今天的笔记也整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Summer. Bye for now.
See you later.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。